Maybe that's the secret. Tell us a little about the Standard Music venue, which I think is the one that not that long ago closed down here.
Absolutely. Well, it's still just about limping along. The Standard Music venue down in Blackhorse Road is the last purpose-built music venue that we have. It's been going for absolutely donkey's years, since long before I moved into the borough. And it's a wonderful resource for putting on rock and roll bands, for loud bands with drum kits and things like that. You can put on all the wonderful mid-range bands that don't have a place to go elsewhere. People like Wilco Johnson, Cham 69 launched their last album from there. And they're a fantastic place for young bands to aspire to play. One of the problems with the failure of venues is that young bands can't build up a following. It used to be that they could play around the smaller venues and you would aspire to get to the Standard. It's an absolute tragedy that it looks like it's not going to be there for very much longer.
And is live music still important in your world? Because we hear about kids who are managing to create fantastic music in their bedrooms and they're performing their own sets, which then get broadcast live online, as indeed this show is being broadcast live online, and we're also on the big screen here. What about the future for music, for live music particularly?
Modern technology has made recording music fantastically easy, cheap, within the range of anybody, as you say, to sit in their bedrooms and make the sort of recordings that you would have to have gone to Abbey Road to have done even 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, nothing beats standing in the middle of a room with live music swirling around you. You get the sense of community with people standing with you and enjoying the music as part of it. You get the sense of the volume and the aggression, the energy of the music coming at you. And nothing beats live music.
So I went onto the Standard Music venue website yesterday, and it didn't look like it was closed down. It just looked like there was a lot going on still. So are rumours of its demise sort of untrue?
I have to say, I don't know anything that I haven't read in the paper. My understanding is that the sale is going through, but it will carry on as a music venue for some months, which I think is a good thing. We've got to take care of it whilst we can.
And as a music promoter, who have you got your eye on? Who are the bands that you would say maybe they are emerging from Walthamstow, Waltham Forest, that you would say, yes, this is the band you should keep your eye on?
Oh, there's a couple. I would say that Steve White and the Protest Family are starting to create a real reputation for themselves. They're occasionally now spoken of, or Steve is occasionally spoken of, as East London's answer to Billy Bragg.
Oh.
I think he's better than that. There's a band called Morning Bride. They're a Stoke Newington band, but they often play up here, and they're an absolutely fantastic band as well.
Well, listen, we wish you luck with the challenges ahead, it sounds like. Russ, thank you very much for joining us. Russ Chandler talking, of course, about the Standard Music venue.
And he's got dark shades on.
He has.
What number is this?